Okay. So they just made Reb Elazar ben Azariah the Nasi, and he got older. Anyway, Tana Oisa Yom Silku L'Shem Ra Pesach, they discharged the Shem Ra Pesach. V'nitna Lahem Rishus L'Talmidim L'Konis, because Rabbi Gamliel, the previous Nasi, he had been very strict on that. So Rabbi Gamliel Machriz V'Oimer Kol Talmud Shein Otoicha Kibaro L'Konis L'Beis HaMedrash. He was very tough on who he let into yeshiva. Anyone who was Teuchel Kiboro, tough test to pass, he wouldn't let into Bismedish. Now that Reb Elazar ben Azariah took over, they relaxed that. They took away the Shem Ra Pesach. Basically, it sounds like let anybody in. Ha'u Yoimo, so they got a much bigger crowd. Itoisu Kama Savsalek, Amr Abiyachim, Pliga Baba Biyesa Ben Dostoy Rabbonon, Chad Omar Itoisu Arba Meya Savsalek, another 400 benches. Charom Sheva Meisavs, another 700 benches. Okay. Kochol Shadai to Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel felt bad. He saw so many new talmidim came in. He was worried. You know, he shouldn't be punished. Maybe he had been preventing these people from learning before by being so tight on his admissions policy. Omad Dilma Chas V'Sholom Monati Toiro Mi Yisrael. Maybe Chas V'Sholom, I prevented people from learning. We should have been learning. Is Azulei Bechelmo? He was shown in a chaloim to make him feel better. Chatz v'chivri demalian kitmo. Chatz is jugs, I guess, something like that. White jugs that were full of nothing, of ashes. It's like showing him, don't worry, these people are not all what they look like. You weren't so off the mark. But the Gemara puts in a caveat here. But look, it's not true. It's not the chalom wasn't telling him that the new talmidim were not good. It was just making him feel better. Ha'hul esuve dai to dazle. It was shown to him to make him feel better. It wasn't a statement on these people. Tono edyes bo bayoim nishneis. That day, the day they made Reb Elazar ben Azariah for the nasi, that's the day all the mishnayis and edyes will learn. Whenever you come up in a mission, a brisa, that day, it's referring to that day. There was no halacha that was mesup anymore sofik bebeis hamedrash shel pishua. All the sfeikas were cleared out. So actually, since they had so many more talmidim, it was rav hachidut vapilpul. A lot of things became klal. The af Rabban Gamliel himself, He didn't stop coming, even though he was deposed. He didn't boycott. He himself came to yeshiva. Isnan boy bayoyim, as we just said, boy bayoyim is that day. There was an interesting vikuach between Rabbi Gamliel Beshu and Allah. Boy Yehuda Gera Moini. Yehuda was a Gera Moini, right? Now, we just have in this week's parasha that a Gera Moini is also Amoni v'lay Amoini, v'lay Amoni. The male, a man, Amoni can't marry in. So Kera Amoni came with the name of Esamedah Shomalem. Mani lova boko. Can I marry a regular Jewish wife? Is Amale Rebbe Gamliel also atolavo boko? You're also boko. Who apostle? You're a Kera Amoni. Umahavi. Bekal Hashem. Okay. Amale Rebbe Yeshua. Here are the two antagonists, so to speak, from our story. They ended up having a debate that day. Amale Rebbe Yeshua. Muter atolavo boko. You're muter. What's going on? It's a posuk. What's to talk about? Omalei Reb Yeshua, that's a very important halacha. That Sancheiriv, when he made, before he made the churban, he made a gan tzibbe kerenish in the whole world. He moved everybody around. So nobody is really anybody. People live in Amon, are not Amon. We don't know what's going on anymore today. Aye, so what should we do? We have a roiv. I mean, what you'd say? This guy is an Ammon, he can't get married. That he comes from the place called Ammon doesn't mean anything, really. So she asks, who is he? No, roiv people are not Ammon in Mechmein. Are they sitting where they belong, meaning in their place? This country called Ammon, are those Ammoni people? He mixed up the whole world. Shenemar. Apostle in Yeshaya, it's him talking over there. Sancheiriv, the osir gvulas amim. I moved the gvulas of. I moved everybody around. Vasidoseim and their wealth, their oitzu shoseisi. I plundered. Va'irid kabir yoishvim. So nobody's where they really belong. We don't know who this person is because he comes from a place called Amu. The Cholder Parish, Meruva Parish, is a Mutil Fatih. Omalo Rebbe Gamliel, I hear. But Valak Fanemet, there's another person can hear me that says, Vachachain Oshiv es Shvus b'nei Amun Lum Hashem, Ukvashovu. You're right, I understand that Sancheira Fadre the whole world. But there's another pasuk where Hashem says, I'll bring Amon back. So Amon, you're right on everybody else, but Amon is back in Amon land. So this person is an Amon. Amon Rabbi Yeshua, you're right, it says a pasuk on the Yoshi Rishu Zaman. But does it mean it happened already? And I'll prove it to you. Hashem also said, I'll bring us back. We're not back yet. These are Nevuahs. It doesn't mean it happened yet. Amon Rabbi Yeshua, I'll look for them, and I'll Yisrael. But I ain't lost you. So that the fact that there's a Nevuah doesn't mean it happened. Right at this point, the world is a big tumult. We don't know what's flying. It's called the Porsche, little Porsche. Miyadi tiru lovo buko. Okay, Amar Magamliel, olav ochi avo. Eitzel vafaisel Rabbi Yeshua. This happened. I'm going to, again, this whole thing happened because they felt it was too tough on Rabbi Yeshua. So he said, I'm going to go mefayis, make up with Rabbi Yeshua. Kimoto lebeis, say, when he came to Rabbi Yeshua's house, Chazinu lashisa, the walls, the base, the mishad, the walls were black. Omalei, so Rabbi said to Rabbi Yeshua, Mikoisle beischo, from the walls of your house, ato, niker, it's clear, shepechomi ato, that you are, either you make coals, Rashi says, or you're a blacksmith. Yeah, that's your type of work. Now that obviously was neither a very great way to make a living, nor was it, sounds from the Achrayim, a very bakovedik way to make a living, either one. Zomalei Rabbi Yeshua said, Oiloi Lador, Shato Parnas, Oiloi Lador, that you, meaning Amil, are the man on top. Shiata Yodeya, but Siren Shotamide Chachomim. You were not aware, as apparently Rabbi Gamliel was, until this point, not aware of how Rabbi Yeshua made a living or didn't make a living, whatever it is over there. It says, on this door that you're on top, you don't know how to talk. Mina Chomim or Muchinzach. Bamehim is Parnasim, Ubahim Nizoinim. You should have been known, you should have helped me. Rabbi Kivege brings like answer Chuvas Tajbats here that you see from here. That it was the responsibility of the Godel Ador to see that the Talmid Chacham had proper panosis. And he's saying, Yishtikul, you know that, the fact that you didn't know that I'm this poor and this type of lowly work is a Yishtikul Taina. Where were you till now? Okay, anyway. Omar Los Amil says to Rashi, Nanesi Loch. Says Rashi, funny word, Nanesi Loch. I spoke to you more than I should have. Meaning, I'm apologizing. I said more than I should have. I was too sharp before. He didn't take it. There wasn't Michael affairs. Says Rabbi Gamliel, "Asay b'shvil kvoid abo, do at least for my kvoid abo. His father was the Nazi. He comes from big all the way back. He'll pious. So he was mispious. Okay. And there's a point hearing that Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua made up, and he was Michael. Okay. Now." They're in Rishu's house. We have to go send word back to Yeshiva, to the Rabbonim, that the argument is over. Everything is good. Omru, man nezel, who should go? We need somebody, a shliach, v'leimu l'Rabbonim, that they've made up, and well, as we'll see, they can turn things back. We can put... Okay.